Arizona has a unique history as a state, and there are a lot of forces in Arizona that people don't fully understand. There's a lot of history here, Native American legend.
Right.
What have you learned as a historian about the, perhaps we should say, the darker side of Arizona's history?
Well, even the ghost stories have the dark side. We have some that are just, you just better get the heck out of here. You know, there's the story of Tomas, Enrico, and Harry, young man, old man, leaving the cantina in their cups, and they see this lovely woman coming close to them, and they are full of bravado, and they say, well, she's just a young girl, but she comes close to them. Out come her fingernails, and they see that in under her hood there is no face. Now, that's about as dark as you can get. But if you really want the dark side, in one of the graveyards at Nogales on the border. And of course, the ghosts are always best where there's a whole bunch of dead people, because that's where the spirits are wandering. But you don't want to go into that area at night, because you will hear the voices, "We are Legion." And Legion, the name, is associated with extreme evil. Now, we used to have a part of Route 666. That's been renamed now because the highway department said they had to keep in with numbering the roads. But people still see evidence of 666 in Arizona. And 666 is the number of the beast in Revelations. You will find a man walking along the road with a pitchfork. Don't pick him up. You will find a swarm of geese that fly in a V movement. Watch out that they don't attack your car. So the legend of 666 and Legion are perhaps the ultimate in evil. There is one ghost. He rides a lot in the mountains, and he has only half a face. We know that he was a criminal. He was he held up stagecoaches. And if you find his gold, which he has lots of, be careful, don't pick it up, because it will be todo o nada, all or nothing. Pick it up, another piece appears. Pick it up, another piece appears. Pick it up, and you will be forever doomed just to be in that spot.
My advice is, if you ever do find a remaining piece of Route 666, don't drive on it.